And you're so excited, so it's kind of start panting. Now, pant kind of a little bit more. So you feel your belly kind of go. That diaphragm is initiating the breath. Don't say anything too fast. Kind of slow down. Little puppies are awfully excited. Good. Now, with that same intention, can you pull your cute little tongues in and keep doing it through your nose? Might spit a little snot out, but that's okay. That's the basis. That is the breath of fire. Now, you need to, we can go back to breathing regular for just a moment. It's important that you don't overdo it at the beginning. You may get dizzy and lightheaded and fall off your chair. Don't do that. Please breathe responsibly. So if at any time you feel like it's too much, just stop it. You know, if you're really advanced, you've done this for years, you can, I mean, you can like get an ab workout. You can flatten, you can tone your abs just by breathing. It really is good for your whole abdominal muscles. So, but just gently, just but the sense that you're expelling it. I just want to tell you the health benefits of why we are doing this. It oxygenates your blood. Obviously, you felt that with the dizziness because you're getting oxygen in right now. And it also, according to yogic philosophy, cleanses and illuminates the mind and allows you to naturally clear emotional debris. Now, I live along the Mississippi River, and during flooding time especially, we get lots of debris. And every time I look at that, I think, we all have emotional debris, just junk that's just kind of in our emotional field. And this is a fantastic way that you can naturally let it go. Just, you know, all those childhood issues, just breathe them away. You know, that grudge you got against your neighbor, breathe it away. Just whew, let it go. And we're not using our, not oftentimes we use our minds. We're like, I'm going to get rid of that grudge. I'm going to be a better person. I'm going to reason my way into bitterness. Well, that's good. But sometimes our heads get in the way. So this is not using our heads, it's using our bodies. We're just breathing. That's all we're doing. Just focus on the breath, and the emotional debris will naturally clear itself. Yay! Now, every 30 seconds, I do have a clock. Yes, I do. Every 30 seconds, I will stop us and have us take a nice deep breath. We'll raise our hands up over our heads like this, and let it down as we exhale. And then we'll go right back into it. Now, I'll set a tempo, but you don't have to follow me. Please go at your own pace. We'll do this for about 30 seconds. I think it would be nicer if perhaps we turn the lights off in the room, so it's just a little, we'll keep the natural light from the outside coming in, but is that okay? Mm-hmm. It's kind of gentle lighting for us.
Okay. Nice deep breath in, hands up over your head, and exhale, hands back. Hands go up. Go up as you inhale. Big breath in. And exhale.
Questions or comments about that? Was that difficult for you?
Yeah, this is difficult for me.
Okay. I feel tightness in my back.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing the panting type?
Yeah.
Because I'm not used to that?
Exactly. That's what it is. It's just, it's using new muscles. This is a breathing workout. So that's why do it at your own.
It's meant to be contracting your abdomen.
Yep.
Exhale.
And what I probably didn't focus enough as I explained it was that you're really focusing on that exhalation and not thinking at all about the inhalation. But when I tell people that, then they concentrate on the inhalation instead of the exhalation. So if I just think, panting like a dog, almost like a choo-choo train, so you are inhaling, of course, but you're not focusing on that, it's only you're thinking in your mind, out, breath. Now, were you thinking about your other things that normally you think about?
Yes.
Okay. You can. But with this and all kinds of meditation and prayer techniques, what we want to do is we want to occupy our mind with other tasks. And this task of exhaling so nice and steady and focusing on our breath and our straight spine, all these other things, you tend to busy your mind up so much doing things in the present moment that you don't think about the stuff that you normally think about. So you're giving your mind rest and peacefulness, and that's so beneficial. So the next one we're going to do is synchronized breathing. This is basically the basis of all yoga breathing, called a three-part breath. You're breathing with your belly, so I'm going to demonstrate it first. And you can put your hands on your belly to do this, but you breathe out, you initiate the breath with the belly, so you make your abdomen extend, and then you keep breathing in until it fills the center of your lungs, kind of the lower part of your lungs, and then the upper part of the lungs. So like you feel like you're so full of air, you just couldn't get any more in there at all. And then you exhale from the top, then the middle, then the bottom. So three parts. And what you want to do is focus on, I always think of it like, I'm a musician, so I think of it as almost like singing a phrase. But you're just breathing. But think about it as inhaling. Because when you first start to do it, it's very hard to do it legato or, you know, lyrical. You're tending to go be like, you know, it's a little tricky to do at first, especially if you have not done this kind of breathing before. So as you do it, just continue to focus on, you know, you don't need to do it perfect to begin with. You're just working into it. You're filling the lower, middle, upper. Then you're exhaling the upper, middle, lower. And as you're getting better at it, then you think of doing it as smoothly as possible. Like each is a beautiful musical phrase that you're performing. And every time you do this kind of yoga breathing, you're giving yourself the gift of breath. So think of it as that you're luxuriating in it, like it's like taking a bubble bath or something really fun. You know, you are giving yourself this pleasure of breathing this way. So, questions? That's what the synchronized breathing is. Simply breathing in and out with a long, deep breath, filling all three parts of your lungs. Questions before we get started? And if you get lost, just breathe nice and deep and enjoy the music. Yeah.
Is it better to sit on the floor?
It is best to sit on the floor. The reason is, well, this is, you know, yoga meditation and like Buddhist meditation is always done on the floor because it allows you to sit with your spine really nice and straight. You can do it quite well from a chair too. And sometimes it becomes a distraction when you are on the floor if your legs are hurting. So if you need to get up at any time, please do. And grab a chair. We can always get more chairs. Nice breathing. done either way. I prefer to do it through the whole thing through the nose, but some prefer to do the inhalation through the nose and the exhalation through the mouth, because that ensures that you're really exhaling vigorously.
Okay.
So, whichever you prefer, because it's just a matter of personal preference on that. Any other questions about?
I was feeling a tightness in my shoulders when I got to inhaling at the upper lung. Maybe I was trying to do too much and go over the top.
Yeah, I think so. It just kind of takes some practice, because there's only so much of the upper chest that you can get, right before it starts to feel tense.
Okay.
And that kind of thing.
Exhaling seems more difficult to keep it going down than the inhaling.
And to do it slowly, too. And the other thing is, you know, ideally, the exhalation takes a third longer than the inhalation. So you're inhaling, and then you're really slowing exhaling. And then that takes, you know, kind of years of practice to really get that breath good. But the point of that, it does take great breath control to do that and to not just go. Because the temptation is just to breathe out really quickly at the end, like, okay, I'm awful. And by going out slowly, you're increasing the control that you have. I have noticed that since doing this, I am a singer, and I can do the phrases so much longer, you know. Like at choir practice the other night, Linda said, okay, sneak a breath in here, sneak a breath. I didn't have to sneak any breaths at all.
No staggered breathing.
Right. So it really, I've been noticing how much it increases my breath control. So if you play an instrument that uses wind power or you sing, it's really great. The next one is a very fun one because it's tricky. And because of its trickiness, it keeps you focused on the present moment and what you're doing and not on the other stuff in your brain. So you're going to put your thumb out on your right hand. Put it up your right hand. And this is a little tricky. You want your ring finger and your little finger up and these other two fingers down. If you can't do that, go with your pinky, because sometimes the flexibility isn't there. But if you can, use your ring finger. So you've got your ring finger. Your ring finger and your pinky are up and your thumb is up. The index finger and the middle finger are down.
Okay.
And if your flexibility of your ring finger is not there, use your pinky for it. But what you're going to do is take a breath. Take your thumb and cover your right nostril and exhale through your left nostril. Now enjoy no breath here for a second. Now inhale through that same nostril. And when you can't exhale anymore, switch over. So this finger, the index finger, holds it, and exhale through the right nostril. And hold it there. Then inhale through the right nostril. Switch so your thumb covers the right nostril, and you exhale through the left nostril. See, that's a lot to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Let's go through that again. Inhale through the left nostril. Switch over. Exhale through the right nostril. Now the point is, you can let go for a sec and breathe normally as you listen to the instruction. How many have done that? If you've done cross nostril breathing before? Okay, good.
What's it called?
Cross nostril breathing.
Okay.
Now, the thing I was going to point out. Yes. What you want to do is when you finish exhaling, so you're like, sit in stillness for just a moment, as long as you feel comfortable. Okay. So. Because when you aren't breathing at all, your body is totally still, and your mind can be still. Again, you're creating stillness in your body in order to create stillness in your mind. So just enjoy the stillness at the exhalation. So you finish exhaling, enjoy stillness. Your body will tell you when you want another breath, believe me. Don't hold it too long so that you're uncomfortable. As soon as your body goes, hey, I want a breath, take your breath. Then you inhale slowly through that same nostril. Remember, the switch always happens on the exhalation. So you fill up your lungs. And when you're ready to exhale, think, you know, so the exhalation happens through the other nostril. Okay, so you're inhaling, you're switching, exhaling through the other nostril, enjoying the stillness, then breathe in from that nostril, switch, breathe out from the other nostril. Yeah.
I'm just curious, is there a reason specifically for the two fingers?
There is.
I have a feeling there might be.
How, does anybody here know it? I don't. It's their yogic, there's science, ancient science behind it. It's part of it is just the difficulty of it, because it focuses you on what you're doing. I mean, you could go like this and you could accomplish the breathing, but it would not have the same benefit.
And what about switching to your left hand?
And that also, for the scientific reasons, they say to use the right hand. Yeah, But they have you use the right hand through the whole time. And I'm left-handed, so I prefer my left hand, but I use my right hand when I do this because of that. So, yes.
I forget, is it balancing the feminine masculine?
Yes, exactly. The yin and yang, the right and left brain, the analytical and the creative. I mean, it's we actually breathe through one nostril. We alternate breathing through nostrils. Normally, in your everyday life, you are breathing more through one nostril than the other, and every so often you shift and breathe through the other. But depending on which brain you use, you end up using one side more than the other. So this assures that you balance your body, which helps you to balance your mind. And the yogis say this is one of the like chief important breathing techniques to learn, because it really is amazing how it balances your mind and body and increases your breath control. Okay, just to review again, so you'll take a deep breath to start. I'll get you started. Okay, take a deep breath. Cover your right nostril with your right thumb. Exhale through your left. Enjoy the stillness. And when you're ready, inhale through the left nostril. And then switch fingers. Exhale through your right nostril. And continue doing this at your own pace.
to do.
Good. Can you do that lying down?
Yes. And my yoga need the CD, the laughter, I also include a meditation called Yoga Nidra, which is called yogic sleep, which you do while lying down. It's such easy meditation. You lay down and you listen to the CD. And it guides you through it. And part of that has a whole cross nostril breathing that you do without your fingers. So you actually focus on inhaling through one nostril and exhaling through the other without plugging your other nostril, which does take some mind control. But you really can do it, and it's amazing.
Is there a specific time that appears to be most beneficial? First thing in the morning?
First thing in the morning is the most beneficial.
Okay.
Any time of day, it is good. And some people find this is really nice to do at that time, to mellow them down, especially not breath of fire. Breath of fire is really a morning one, but these legato breathing kinds of ones, that they really are good for night. But the whole thing, on my CD, I've really designed for morning. It's hard to carve time out in your morning schedule for some of you, so whenever you can fit it, though, is good. The next one that we're going to do is the humming bee breath, or it's also called Brahmari breath. Basically, we take a deep breath in, and we let it out with a hum. Hum. You go as long as you can, and then you grab another breath. Hum. We'll continue doing this for 3 minutes, and you may close your eyes gently and just enjoy it. Try to get as much resonance in your face as possible. Hum.
Isn't that fun to hum together? Questions about that?
You reading this?
Go ahead, Carol.
Is it okay to get away from the nasal? I mean, very nasal.
Yes.
Is that good?
It actually clears your sinuses. Some people find this is far more effective treatment than drugs. But if you have congestion, also if you have congestion in your chest, this is just enough vibration to help naturally loosen it so that it will drain out and you'll have a nice clear head and chest, which is good. Your question?
When you're breathing, you start here and then feel and then on the top. Is that how you...
Well, that's for the basic breath. But with the humming, I think that you have enough to think about to just take a nice deep breath and really focus on a lovely vibratory feeling in your face as you're humming out, and also thinking about letting that pitch go as long as you can. I find that with humming, I can hold my breath. I mean, I can hold the exhalation longer. This also enables you to gain better control of your breath, because on that pitch, you can just really, and especially if you're not a singer, you're not practiced doing this, this is a great way for you to gain that control of the out breath. Okay, one more breathing technique and then we're going
to
laugh.
I was just curious, holding your hands, is it better to do the thumb and the first finger, the pointed finger, or the middle finger?
There are different mudras, lots of them in yoga, and I am just a yoga dabbler. I just know enough to go with my laughter stuff. The basic one is with your index finger and your thumb, and this is said to open you to wholeness and joy. So I like to do that with these. But I sometimes just like to have my hands open. Or sometimes it's more comfortable just to place them on your knees. So you can kind of experiment with what works best for you. I forget what the middle finger symbol signifies. Does anybody remember? Look it up online, though. Google it. Somebody will tell you. I'm sorry I don't have that answer for you right now.
Okay,
the last breathing exercise. I'm going to be speaking throughout it. And I'm going to be guiding you through an interesting meditation in which we put meaning to the breath. So, just adjust your position so you're nice and comfortable. And just begin breathing slowly, in and out through your nose. Good. Now, as you're breathing, imagine that you are inhaling with every single cell of your body. So you're really pulling the air in, and as you're exhaling, you're freeing up all the carbon dioxide that your body no longer needs. It's really lovely breathing in and out with your whole body. The whole body unified and breathing as one vibrant sensation. Now imagine that as you are breathing, you can breathe for someone, like a prayer. So call someone to mind, someone that you love very much. Picture them in your mind's eye, hold them in your heart, and breathe in and out. As you do, send the radiant power of the breath to them. You're breathing for that person with such love in your heart. Someone who is in specific need of healing, perhaps physical or emotional. Call that person to mind and breathe for them. Really send them the power of your breath with each and every breath. And visualize that person as you do, as whole and healed. Lots of other people you know. So breathe for other people that pop into your mind. So call a person to mind, breathe for them, and then as another person comes to mind, breathe for that person. Almost as if they're standing in line waiting for you to breathe for them. Enjoy the radiant power of your breath as you send it to each person that you think of. cultivated such joy and generosity in your heart, call to mind your enemy or someone with whom you have a difficult relationship, and breathe for that person. With the same love and generosity you breathe for the others, don't think or judge, just breathe for their highest good. Breathe for God to love them and help them. You can breathe for your enemy, you can breathe for everyone. So breathe for the whole world. The power of your breath connects you to the power of God, and so your power is infinite. So breathe for every living being on this planet. Deep and powerful breaths for the healing of the earth. Now breathe for yourself. You are infinitely important and loved by God. So breathe love to yourself. Connect yourself with the almighty power of God. And just be absorbed in love. With every breath, more and more love. You're immersed in it.
Gently open your eyes.
So, any comments or questions about that? I find that a very powerful exercise, just simply to breathe. So it's an unspoken prayer, rather than a spoken prayer, but it contains such power. Well, I think we need to laugh. We have just 15 minutes left, and we need to do 15 minutes of laughing, so we can do it. Yes. First thing we're going to do is we are going to remain seated. If you've been sitting a while, if you want to stand up and stretch for just a moment, you know, that would help you, just so that you can loosen yourself up from laughing, because you're going to get to be free to move as you want. Right, the first laughing, however, we will do while sitting down, but I just wanted to give you a chance to move and stretch right now. And what we will do, how many of you have already done a laughter workout with me? So you know how crazy it can be. This is a little bit different, and that what we'll do is we'll begin with seated laughter, and we'll just simply crack ourselves up. Laughing for 5 minutes for no reason all by yourself is a challenge, but it's not going to be so much of a challenge for us because we have each other. We're laughing together, and wonderful it is because we're all so hilarious. So we will just begin to laugh, and especially laughing for no reason is, you know, a conundrum, because why are you doing that? And then you'll laugh at yourself for laughing for no reason. The key is to be playful. You don't need to be like, ha, 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 the whole time. Just be like a kid. So, for example, you're like, ha, 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 ha. So I'll just be up here freaking out, and I will also have a recording of me. And I encourage, we're all children of God. We're just going to sit here and laugh and laugh. Woo-hee-hee. Imagine someone's tickling you. All kinds of silly stuff like that. So we will be kids. We will laugh. Take time to breathe as you need to. Wiggle as you want to. This is your time to have fun.
That's really what's
manifesting itself outwardly as laughter. Remain seated on your cushions. Put a hint of smile on your face.
So we'll start with smile.
Feel the joy. Feel it. more smile. Now it's a wide mouth grin. You start to snicker.
Ha ha ha!
my favorite is the lying down. You can do it on a bed, too. So, you know, if you're not liking to lay down on the floor, just do it in your bed. Wake up in the morning and laugh for 5 minutes before you get out of bed. Ah. Just tell your spouse first. But when I'm lying down, I feel like you can just let the laughter flow. It almost like it's a, you just get in the zone and it just starts flowing from who knows where. And I feel like that's when it's coming from God. It's like I'm just tapped into the joy of the Lord and I'm just laughing. And it's just like, it reminds me of joy is my true being. That is who I am. And all that other stuff, just I forget that I'm joyful. But when I just lie there and laugh, I can be that joy. So we're going to finish out the hour by standing on up. And in fact, let's turn on the lights in here. We're going to have laughter party. Move around and laugh for the final 5 minutes. So if we can toss aside the cushions, and let's remember to return them to the other room when we're done today, too. What we'll just do is we'll just move around, and if you need to remain in a chair, or you need to sit down at any point, please do that. We'll just move around like we did on the other laughter exercises, but we'll just laugh for no real reason at all. I mean, you can go around and go, ha-ha, or ha-ha, or ha-ha, whatever. You don't have to be particularly comic, though. Just laugh, okay? To breathe and to laugh with these amazing beings in the room here with us. And now, repeat after me. Today, I will be laughter.
I will be laughter.
Yippee!
Yippee!
And one more announcement. I did bring a few of my laughter CDs and DVDs, and they are in the bookstore. And there's this limited supply, and I also have order forms. So if you didn't get them here, there's plenty more for you. So.
And I want to get it, but it's too short. It doesn't fit even around my neck. Okay. It's like, I'm big. Okay. So she said she could add extra ones for me. Well, she said she could add extra.
So I should tell her.
Because I don't know where she is.
Okay.
I'm gonna need probably two inches. I would like it a little bit more like this. I don't find another choker. I feel it. So like
a little lower.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, so it's going to need like two. And the bracelet almost fits.
We need at least
probably 2 inches. Yeah. So, but I'm definitely going to buy them, but I just, if she has time to do it, she doesn't, you know.
I know she's a snack bar, but
I don't know the other option is. She has the other one, and if it hasn't been purchased, maybe she can take it off, take a chunk off and add it to it if she has not time to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then finish that one after her out or whatever.
Okay, so I'll just pass it on.
Yeah, so tell her that it doesn't even, it's like, it doesn't even close around my neck because I have So, and the bracelet almost fits. It only needs just probably like.
The bracelet needs more.
Just about, probably just like maybe a half an inch. If you would. I don't. Because, yeah. Because I went and looked and tried them on. They're beautiful. Well, I was going to go do tie-dye and then eat dinner, and then I'm going to go to a 6:15 session.
So I'll tell her that.
And then I'll be at Vespers, and then after Vespers, I can see her at the snack bar, right?
I don't know if she works.
Well, I'll go get some popcorn or whatever, but if you can just let her know this, so she's aware of it, and I don't know if she has time, but she said she could add extra legs. But unfortunately, I'm...